You are now at the entrance of the medieval village of the Revest-les-Eaux. This village is perched on a rocky peak located in an astonishing cirque topped by four massifs. As for its history, it is, as its name indicates it, directly linked to the presence of water. Indeed, the appellation Revest-les-Eaux refers to the many springs that used to make the wealth of the village. Today, these springs are still useful, as they supply water to the dam located at the foot of the village. Look at the four-headed fountain located at the centre of the square. Set up in the 18th century, this fountain was used as a washing place for a very long time. Originally, the laundry was done by the river, down from the village. The washerwoman came from Toulon, but at the end of the 18th century, with the increasing demand for hygiene, the first washhouses were built. Silent witnesses of the small and great moments of village life, the washhouses evoke the memories of a vanished past and remind us how hard the washerwomen worked. In every village, the washhouse was an eminently social place. Women met each other there at least once a week and exchanged the latest news.
At the corner of the square, you can see the old castle, wrongly called King René's Castle. In fact, it was built in the 16th century on the request of Melchior Parisson, associate lord of the Revest, almost 100 years after the death of King René. Look! Two of the corners of this imposing structure are adorned with two overhanging turrets with conic-shaped roofs called pepper pots. A large tower rises from the north corner. Even though in March 1789, revolutionary rioters decapitated the sparrowhawks adorning the bottom of the towers and pillaged the castle, the revolution did not have too much of an impact on the Revest. Today the castle is occupied and even houses some shops, including a bakery set in the former oil mill. The remains of this mill are indeed visible in the shop. Take a walk in the narrow streets and discover this authentic medieval village. It really brings life to the whole soul of Provence, with its hidden gardens and its narrow and winding streets. Have a good walk.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audio Visit.